Welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love Off the Record podcast. I am your co-host, George Wacker, with my co-host, Northampton County Commissioner Jeff Warren. And today we have a special episode. We're here with David and Glenn of Joshway, a nonprofit based in Easton that is focused on mentoring, empowering, and supporting youth across the Lehigh Valley. A lot of exciting things to talk about. Before we do that, we want to thank our sponsors who allow us to do this really quickly. WDIY 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernardin of Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, and our friends at Banco Beverage Company. Jeff, I'm turning it over to you.
All right. Sounds good, George. Again, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Off the Record podcast this week. Joshway, it is a new nonprofit here in Northampton County, right in Easton on Northampton Street. I had the opportunity to tour your facility and learn about the great things that you are all doing. Tell everybody out there, David, if you don't mind, why you wanted to start the Joshway nonprofit. You're the founder of it. Let's get into it here, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you, George and Jeff, for having us. But yeah, Joshway, we are a new nonprofit in the Lehigh Valley. I started this organization about a year and a half ago. Started with a tragic beginning. I lost my little brother, Joshua Robertson, about 4 years ago to modern day challenges. And, when life took him, you got to respond. So Joshway was the response to a loss. But what was a loss became a beautiful nonprofit organization that's focused on youth and collaboration. And at the end of the day, Jeff and George, we are causing a community revival. We just had a ribbon cutting last week, man, and we can't wait to just tell you more about our mission.
Yeah, so let's get into some of that. Glenn, can you talk a little bit about what the mission is for people who are kind of saying, you have no idea, we're approaching this for the first time. Tell me more about Joshua.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us on. And just so I know, we're on the record though, right? This isn't really off the record.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those, I'm trying to be clever.
Clever with words.
You know what? It's all about being clever and it's being, truthful with your words and owning your own self and your own vision. And that's exactly what Joshway is. We are here to empower the youth. And really, everybody says today, well, I'm all about the youth and I want to empower everybody. But how do you do it? You have to really come up with some actionable things. Like, we look at problems as things that can be solved. And obviously, we attack it a different way. We're new, we're young, we're scrappy. Like David always likes to say, we like move and we're very flexible. What that means when we look at a problem is we say, there are some pillars. There are some things that we get behind. Digital literacy with people, with young kids, because this is part of their culture now. It's not going anywhere. Yeah. It's ingrained in our everyday living. So how do we create healthy boundaries and healthy respect with that? We tie in financial literacy because we believe everybody should have a base financial knowledge, which helps you become a really well-rounded person moving forward. We like to teach and train for vision when we're talking speaking engagements around like youth Toastmasters for public speaking, because when you have a voice, you have a voice. So there's a lot of different pillars that we stand behind 100%, and we like to partner with people to help everybody be stronger at delivering that message.
Yeah.
Just like a real kind of a quick follow-up on that. What does that look like? Is it something where people are coming into the center that you just had the ribbon cutting for, or is it more you're going out into classrooms, you're going out and speaking engagements?
Glenn, I'll take this one. Yeah, because this is the secret sauce, right? So when we started Joshway, there's 1,000 awesome nonprofits in the Lehigh Valley, right? Yep. I come from ops driven, right? I'm all about Lean Six Sigma, first principles to all the operation heads out there. What that means is less parts, right? We don't need to add more parts. And by adding Joshway and then having our own kiddos, I feel like we were adding another part to, to the work to empower the youth. But what we're really good at is taking a vision and then seeing what's possible through young eyes. Like our team, our board members, like we're kids, we're the young. So as we tell this story, think about the time when you were like 38, 39, full of passion, just want to get out there and shake things up. Well, that's who we are.
Right. I'm not 38 or 39 yet, David.
No! Well, one day you'll be that old man.
Kidding, yeah, of course.
Well, yeah. But today, the age is where they fall. But but anyway, and so what we saw was an opportunity. It's like, wait a minute, there's a lot of awesome nonprofits out there. But what we're hearing and seeing is this big generational gap. I look to my leaders and my elders, the ones that's held the torch for many, many years, and I'm hearing board members, the board seats are vacant, or the volunteers, not enough volunteers. So what we heard was, we need help. That's what we heard. Come help us. And so what we saw was, we're young, we're youthful, we're visionary, we know how to build. And so we decided to take our skill set, the ability to build and see what's possible, and not reinvent the wheel, but let's say we see a program and then transform it into the 21st century. Like, we thought that's our superpower. And so I personally went out all year last year, and I made friends with all the awesome nonprofits within the Lehigh Valley, and saying, hey, we're Josh Way with an olive branch, and we're just going to do cool stuff. And the way we're going to do it is very collaborative. We don't want to work in silos. Like, we want to unlock possibilities. But what success looks like to us is when we have, you know, multiple nonprofits rallying around a thing. And we'll talk about how we're collaborating with Apple and what that looks like. And we realize that's our secret power, is to be a support pillar to the community. One, that's like, we're not reinventing the wheel, number one, but we're truly a support pillar. So with the Josh Way building, before that, everything was outbound. And we still are outbound. Like, we work with El Sistema. And right now we're taking the kids from Century Promise through an eight-week track with Toastmasters. So that's outbound. But now we actually can do workshops inbound. So it's a lot of the same formula of just bringing our vision into the youth-focused organizations and just saying, hey, we're here to help to transform what you're already doing, which is awesome.
A lot of that vision that you're talking about, David, really comes down to the tech aspect of what Josh Way is. And Glenn, I know that you've been integral in that process as well. Again, when I went on the tour of Josh Way, and you were still kind of going under the construction and dealing with the construction of what the building was going to entail and what it would allow youth in the community to really get their hands on. Talked about the partnership with Apple. Glenn, can you kind of get into some of the details of that, what you're not only going to be able to provide youth, but how they're going to be able to grow as well within the community?
Absolutely. So David and I originally spoke about the partnership, or actually just like the working track with Apple. What it means is, basically, we identified that there was a link between knowledge and things that kids were using and the technology, and then just bringing them to a space to have an experience. So it was an unlock that even Apple didn't realize. It was basically saying, hey, you're teaching basic classes about this technology. And David was said, well, we're already like infiltrated a lot of the organizations. We're working with the nonprofits already. The kids are learning, let's say, for example, Toastmasters. We just brought that one up a few times, right? So that's public speaking skills. Well, when David and I were talking, we said, well, wait a minute. There's a really great application that Apple has called Keynote. And Keynote is to learn how to do presentations. So when you're learning how to create a presentation, but for 8 weeks, you were learning how to construct and give the presentation, you're tying this whole thing right back together, right? So it sounds like an easy unlock.
Right.
And then we started exploring again further. I said, well, wait a minute. Every skill set that you have in your toolbox, Jeff, everything you do right now, you're doing podcasting, we're working on a podcasting network. We have GarageBand to be able to do podcasting that Apple already teaches. So wait a minute, if we're going to get you in the podcasting program early enough, we're going to work up your skills and your chops, then we're going to get you to Apple and you're going to learn how to use the technology that you're going to be using to create your podcast. Well, this transfers with financial literacy and numbers, which is a spreadsheet software, and coding, if you're working as a coder or you're an artist and you're working back in Procreate. So what we're basically trying to say is, we've had an unlock that most other people didn't ever see before. And that was that we're not going to ignore the technology space. We're actually going to lean in on it. We're going to say, we believe it's not going anywhere and it's not unhealthy.
Right.
Unhealthy would be if you are doom scrolling and you are passively using technology, not actively engaged. If you are engaged, that's the key. That's the unlock that's right there. And you're tying it back to healthy behaviors, and you're talking about a growth mindset, and you're tying it to competency-based learning. You're creating a leader and giving them the tools to do so. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. I love when you see, you know, kids that are doing stuff and they put like a video together and you're like, you realize you just, you edited video. That's what video editors do.
Absolutely.
And you're doing it on your tool, the device. Like you can do so many things from this. And I love the, like, instead of looking at it negatively, say, hey, using this tech. We're using it right now.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you. You know, through the service online, we're all in different locations across the Lehigh Valley, but we're able to do this. You know, I love leaning into that. I love that idea.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. I think as we're moving forward with the conversation here, and this is more of a question for you, David, because you're the man essentially running the ship, the founder. You know, you're having to balance your administrative duties with also trying to stay connected with the programming, the children, the families that you're serving. How do you go about that balance, and how do you see that manifesting itself for you as the founder?
Yeah, well, by day, I work for a company called Shift4 Payments, right? And visionary organization. We do payment processing, and I come from an organization that we do a lot. We're scrappy, we're fast. When I started 21 years ago, there was only 60 of us. But now we're 3,000 base. And job was always to, worldwide, by the way. So I helped us go from a privately owned company to publicly traded. But my skill set was always to integrate. So when we buy a company, my job was to take the parts, integrate them in, to see the big picture, and then tie the right people together, very collaborative, visionary. So I come from that space. So I'm well organized. I execute with urgency, boldly forward. I like to say sometimes my work ethic is like the movie Denzel in Equalizer, when he goes into the room and he's like, hey, I got to go here, here, and here. And he starts to watch it.
Bam. Yep.
Because to your point, like there's a lot going on at once. But I'm just laser focused, strictly organized. But a vision is everything. And that's what I would say. With the vision, you can do a lot, but just got to keep moving, right? As things are coming at you pretty quickly. And then Absolutely. You just have an awesome, awesome team like Glenn and the board members that are helping as well. So, and you know, we're young and youthful, so we got a little energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. George, I did have one more question that I was going to dive into. I didn't know if you wanted to ask anything at this point, as we're probably going to be wrapping up soon.
I mean, I'm curious, you know, for how does this look in practicality, right? Is it something where my elementary school goes to the Josh Way website and we check it out? Like, who are some of the people, I guess, you know, who are reaching out to you? How do we get more involved? Is it more groups? Do I just kind of walk in off the street? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So if you're at our website, we love when you hit the donate button. That's number one, right? When you're
there. Yes, absolutely.
Let's get that one out of the way.
Yeah.
But really, this is, if it's the young kids, it's there to be inspired, right? They see this, they're like, this is super cool. This is awesome. Like I really want to bring this to my community. And really, the ones reaching out is the collaborators. If you are a youth-focused organization, and you want us to come in and help collaborate with the youth, then this website is definitely for you. So it's the supporters, click that donate button, if you're youth focused and you want us to, you want to sit at the table and pick our brain and come up with an opportunity to collaborate, then that's what, you know, that's definitely for you. And then any young people that find this website, we hope that you're inspired by all the work that we're doing, because this is you. This is what we're doing, this to show you, you can do anything in life if you just have a vision and you have faith to do it.
All right. Yeah, I think, go ahead, buddy.
I'm so interested in this type of stuff because it's, and Glenn may or may not be there. We'll hold out hope for him.
Yes.
But just in terms of, you know, connecting kids who are, again, they're on their phones all day and they get such, you know, such a negative connotation for that. But this is technology that I'm using every day in my small business where I'm supporting my family. So why is it, you know, a negative? And then even in school, you know, I don't know if there are those classes that are specifically for, hey, we're going to use maybe CapCut today, or like you said, we're using Final Cut Pro. So these types of things are bridging those gaps, you know, that digital divide.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say, like, what we would love to do is like, yeah, like I would love to, you know, work within the school systems. Like for an example, I hear a lot of school systems, they actually use like a public speaking course. But I actually ask, but is it Toastmasters? They're like, no. I said, but it should be, because Toastmasters International carries weight with that kiddo wherever they go. So we would love to have an opportunity to work with the school systems and see some of the work that we're doing actually part of curriculums and let instructors lead that charge. Like that's a bullseye for us. And I hope we get that opportunity to meet with the school systems and see these programs operating.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as we're closing things up here with this conversation, it's been a fantastic conversation with you both. And Glenn, I'm glad we got you back here, buddy. I do wonder, you know, you are a newer nonprofit here in the Lehigh Valley. So I'm wondering, where do you see Joshua, say, in 5 years from now, in terms of its impact on our local community here in Northampton County and maybe even beyond? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Hey, Glenn, you want to take this one?
Because can you still hear me? I'm just.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, just my.
We got you.
Still got me though. Okay. Yeah. Good.
That worked out great. Technical difficulties, and unless we talked about it, nobody would have known. So
I'm in recovery. There you go. That's what we do. We manage ambiguity there, right? That's one of the competencies we work on. Is we work through problems, right? We overcome. We show our resilience. Sure. Where do we see us in 5 years? I mean,
yeah.
We're
in terms of the impact. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. That's really what we want to focus on here.
Yeah. Yeah. I see us being really big and bold and continuing the mission, partnering with some really great organization and extending even further. So our reach could extend further within Apple and around different areas across the Northeast. And it may not. We might pivot and say most of our stuff's happening at local community centers or most of them within the local school systems. Sure. We're so flexible that whatever happens, we're ready to roll with any of them. But I see the organization as being, you know, adding vital components and pieces and just helping people become better at what they do and extending our reach even further.
Yeah. I'll add to that, right? I see us, like, when you're in the space with Joshua, and I hope you feel it right now, we are full of so much positive energy that you should feel like you want to go run and do something positive, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what I said, we're causing a revival because people are believing, especially the young kids, that they can do anything. And if you're in the age of 35 to like 45, I'm challenging you to go out and start something. Get involved. Like the gap is so far, but I see Joshua being the blueprint that's rallying the 38, 39, 40-year-olds. And if you don't have a vision to build your own thing, then go handle a board seat. You got to get involved to make sure that generational gap doesn't start shifting. So I hope to hear that we've sparked a revival across not just the Lehigh Valley, but around the world of our generation stepping up and really getting more involved than we are now.
Listen, I got to tell you, I'm thankful that I'm still in that under 45 category. But I got to tell you, we talked about this before we kind of started the podcast, but I had the pleasure of interviewing Deanne Brana from WDIY. They're Moravian Academy high school students who have a podcast on WDIY 88.1 called Yana, You Are Not Alone. And they were like, hey, we interviewed this guy, David, from Joshua. I heard about you from them. I've heard about you from other people. just, you know, from word of mouth. And that's really a testament to something. And to also bring them up again, because you have, you know, students doing some amazing things. It was just great to be in their presence. And the fact that you're interacting with them makes a lot of sense. So your presence and your impact has already been felt.
Yeah, shout out to my friends. Hope you're doing well. If you hear this, I appreciate you having me on your show. Keep shining.
Nice.
Right. All right, Jeff, you have anything left to add before we wrap up here?
Just to say that Joshua is going to be one of those premier nonprofits. I know it here in the Lehigh Valley. We have so many wonderful nonprofits, and we're going to be talking to a lot more nonprofits on the Off the Record podcast here at Lehigh Valley with Love in the future, for sure.
Right. And David and Glenn, I'll plug this for you. We looked at the website a little bit, but joshway.org is probably the best way to get more information, to start your journey, to learn more about Joshua.
Yep. Joshway.org, J-O-S-H-W-A-Y, Joshway.org. Yep. That's exactly. And follow us on social media. Like we're very active showing people what we're doing, but you really want to see us in the trenches, then follow us on social media, and you can get to them through our website and support our movement, right? We're building something great, our operations. We want to build an endowment. And so any support to keep us going, it's highly appreciated, and we're grateful for the Valley. We are a Lehigh Valley success story. We had an idea,
yes, but
all the doors open.
And here it is.
So shout out to the Lehigh Valley for showing us love, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to be visionary, youthful, and trying to make a difference. So we're grateful to the Lehigh Valley.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate both of you.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't mind, just nonprofits, they are such a foundation of our local communities and neighborhoods throughout the Lehigh Valley. And I can't wait to talk to other nonprofits here in the Valley and support Joshua well into the future as well.
And David, I'm a little upset I missed the ribbon cutting, so I'm coming out. I want to tour the facility. I'm all in. I'd love to do more stuff if I can help out.
So yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah, I would love it. So three things on that, or a couple things on that. We had over 80 people in the building.
Nice.
We had the mayor. We had the news. So you'll be seeing a 10-minute story from PBS 39. I think that airs in June. But you also missed Glenn talking about the Joshua book. It's Joshua and the Power of Resilience. So Glenn talked about that, and that's something we would love to come back on when the book is finalized in about 30 days. But it's one of its kind. That book is powerful that Glenn wrote, but he's going to tell the story. That was his birth child, but be ready. It's inspiring.
Well, sure. Dear, it gives us a reason to talk again, so we're in.
There you go.
Absolutely.
All right, we lost Glenn, but we appreciate him as well. And David, thank you so much. Jeff, another successful episode. Appreciate everybody. Thank you guys, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Take care.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities, because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.